A muted thump sounded from the outer door of Ta'a Choom's private wing, and a loudspeaker voice began yelling at her to deactivate the locks and lie down on the floor. "Just one more question," Jason said. "Will there be any more attacks on my daughter?"
"Not your daughter, no."
Ta'a Choom was lying. Jason could feel that she would never give up, and she hoped and expected that the Dark Nest never would either. But he did not call her on it.
"But your daughter should not be your only concern."
"I'm listening," Jason said.
"I didn't rule Hapes for all those years by being a fool," Ta'a Choom said. "I knew you and Tenelkar would figure out who attacked your daughter, and I knew you would come after me."
A loud bang sounded from the outer door of the wing.
"If I die, Tenelkar is a target. If I am imprisoned, if I am disgraced, Tenelkar is a target."
Ta'a Choom eased her neck out of Jason's hands, then twisted around to face him.
"If you want your daughter to grow up with a mother, Jason, you must spare me. That is the only way."
The anger that Jason felt suddenly turned to something else. Something cold and calculating. "Not the only way," he said. "There is another." He grabbed Ta'a Choom by the shoulder and pulled her back into the seat. Then, as the muted tramp of boots began to pound through the outer warrens of her living chambers, Jason poured hot, crackling force energy into her head, pushing hard with his own presence, violently, until they both blasted free of her brain, and Ta'a Choom gave a last falling shriek, plunging down into the depths of her mind, plummeting into the darkness of a soul that had never loved, that had cared only for power and wealth and control, leaving only a black fuming void ringed by torn neurons and seared dendrites and a shattered, broken brain. And Jason suddenly found himself outside Ta'a Choom, outside himself, a passive observer outside time itself, his presence filling the entire room, the entire palace, a witness to something he could not control. He saw the whole Hapes cluster and the whole galaxy, and all of it was burning. Not just the suns, but also the planets and the moons and the asteroids. Burning. Every speck of stone or dust solid enough to hold a sentient foot. And the fires were traveling from place to place on tiny flickering needles of ion efflux, being set by torches carried in the hands of men and Kilix and Chiss, and the inferno just kept growing brighter, until worlds blazed as brightly as suns, and systems flared as brightly as Novi, until sectors shined as brightly as the core, and the whole galaxy erupted into one huge eternal flame. The flame vanished when a loud pounding began to echo through the spa door.
"By the Queen Mother's order, unlock the door and lie down on the floor."
Jason stumbled away from the beauty droid, feeling horrified and confused. He had experienced enough force visions to recognize what had happened, but he could not bring himself to accept what he had seen. Visions were symbolic, but the meaning of this one seemed clear enough to him. The galaxy was about to erupt into a war unlike anything it had ever seen before. A war that would never end, that would spread from world to world to world until it had consumed the entire galaxy. And the Kilix were at the heart of it.